Hey guys, it's Moon Man here. Let's talk about dinosaurs, in particular a hadrosaurian dinosaur named Edmontosaurus. Edmontosaurus was a plant-eating Ornithischian dinosaur that existed 73 to 66 million years ago, and probably till the end of the dinosaurs. Edmontosaurus weighed up 4 to 5 tons and had a specialized beak and teeth designed for eating plants of the late Cretaceous. Edmontosaurus was one of the most extremely common dinosaurs found in North America and has many well-preserved fossils. Let's go into detail about the dinosaurs Edmontosaurus was related to. Edmontosaurus was part of a group of dinosaurs called hadrosaurs, which looked similar to it. However, most hadrosaurs had large and unique crest displays on their heads. Some Edmontosaurus species were found to have completely smooth heads. However, it is not impossible designs made up of soft tissue existed on their head and was not fossilized. In fact, one Edmontosaurus found in Canada showed impressions of a small rounded bump on the animal's head. The crest of Edmontosaurus may have been a sign of sexual dimorphism. Now let's talk about the environment Edmontosaurus lived in. Edmontosaurus lived in the western United States and Canada, along other dinosaurs like T-Rex, Triceratops, Dicotoraptor and Ornithomimus. Speaking of T-Rex, Edmontosaurus was a known favorite prey of the Tyrannosaurus rex. Fossilized Edmontosaurus have been found with Tyrannosaurus rex teeth inside them. Another thing to know about Edmontosaurus is that the animal lived in herds, and some evidence exists they may have migrated to cooler regions during the summer and warmer regions during the winter. Let's talk about the animal's skin impressions. In the 1930s, an extremely well-preserved fossilized Edmontosaurus was found, and it showed clear impressions of small circle scales across the body. Later to come, more Edmontosaurs and hadrosaurs were found with preserved scaly skin, meaning it was unlikely the animal had feather-like structures, but not impossible. But take note, it did have a distant feather cousin called culindrodromes, perhaps hadrosaurs in polar regions, where small hadrosaurs had filaments.
Don't forget to vote 5.